Good afternoon. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Hey, Monica. This is Dominic.
Hi. How are you, Dominic?
I'm good. You told me to call you?
Yes. Let me open up your phone. Give me one moment.
Yeah, take your time.
All right. So we're scheduling you to get your fingerprints done, right?
Yeah, I got to get them done because I wasn't able to find a piece of mail. Like, I have mail that's, like, July of 2024, but I don't have anything that's,
January, nothing for January.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm just thinking, how old are you?
I'm 19.
Do you have, like, a letter from school? Like a letter from school, or maybe if you can, I don't know if you've sent over like an immunization record to your school, it should have your name, your address.
You think I, because if that's so, I can probably get that. I can email one of my counselors and they can probably send it over.
Because all we need is, like, it has to be, like, a letter that's addressed to, like, you or your parents, and then, but you, since, I mean, under the age 18, you consider still a minor, and it has to have your address on it, and the date, it has to be from 2020 if you're older, but it has to be, like, a letter that was sent out to you. I'm just thinking, like, if they might have a copy there, or if you got some sort of letters from your doctor and had to send it to your school.
Because if I reach out to my counselor, she might be able to pull up something, but I know, like, at home, I don't, like, have anything met, like, far back.
Nothing.
Like, because, even, like, my bank statements don't even, like, have a new updated address.
Okay.
I'm a for sure.
The bank statement that you have, what date? What's the latest date that you have? Like the furthest date that you have?
I have the first date I have, but the only problem is like the it didn't update the address on like the pay stub or whatever on the bank account.
But is it still like a Pennsylvania address?
It is.
And it's from 2023 or older?
Let me see if I can pull it up right now. Give me one second.
Okay.
Okay. I apologize.
It's okay.
Here we go. Yeah, I have March 2023, April 2023.
And it has your name on it. It has a Pennsylvania address.
But it doesn't have this current address. That's the only problem.
It doesn't have to be your current address. It can be an old address, as long as it's been...
It does. Okay, I'll send this over right now and see you.
Okay, perfect. Send it to me so I can take a look at it. Make sure that I can see the entire document on the picture.
Okay, I got you. Give me one second. Just one.
Sure.
I didn't know 7 pages long. I appreciate y'all for being with me because my dad, he's been telling me so much. He's like, they just trying to get you paid.
Yeah, I know. It's just we've had the authorization, and I'm like, how can we help him? Everyone is trying to, like, brainstorm, like, anything that we can do.
Yeah, and it's just, like, the last couple.
The fingerprint is, like, the last resort because it really does take a long time. The thing is that when you
really?
Get your, yeah, it does. Like, when you go get your fingerprints done, the Department of Aging, they actually mail you your results. So you have to wait.
Oh, for man.
To you. So sometimes it takes a week, 2 weeks. I've had people waiting for months for the letter to come in. So it does really, that's like the absolute last resort if it's necessary.
Yeah, so I don't want to do that. They should be sending over right now.
All right, let me take a look here and I just got the picture you sent me. Let me just look at it. I don't see your name on this, though. Do you have maybe like
the
page? Because this would be perfect. I have your the date. I need your name and your address.
Oh, give it a second. They're all sending through.
Okay.
So that last one that just sent, like the very last one, should be the one that has
your name and address. Let me take a look right now. Yes, this is perfect. This is exactly what we need.
I didn't know if it was or not because I was so stuck on it had to be this address.
No, it does. It can be any Pennsylvania address as long as it's in Pennsylvania.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let me just take a look. So then I think the only thing else that we're missing now is just your TB test, which you're going to go to this Friday, right?
Yep, I'm going to tomorrow.
All right, perfect. All right, so get your TB test tomorrow. That comes quickly, the results. So once you get that done, it takes about 2 to 3 days to come back. So if you get it done tomorrow,
what's the TB test?
So it's the tuberculosis test. It's going to be like a blood test. So basically,
oh, I got you.
If you have any like traces in your system of tuberculosis, if you have tuberculosis. And if you don't, it comes back negative, which is normal. If you do, it will come back positive, and then we'll have to do another procedure. But hopefully everything turns out well, and then once we get the results, the latest by Tuesday, we should have you all cleared up with your requirements.
All right, I appreciate you, Monica.
You're welcome, Dominic. I'm glad we were able to figure this out. And then tomorrow, just text me right after you finish with your appointment so I can ensure that you went, and then I'm just following up with the results with them.
I got you.
Okay.
I appreciate you, Monica. Just let me know if you need anything else, okay?
Sounds good, Dominic. Thank you so much. Have a good one, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.